Still Thinking. This is Mark. Can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Is Heather in?
She's not in today. Can I take a message?
Yeah, you might be able to help me out. Is there anybody else in who's kind of in charge of the financing, maybe like a office manager or controller around that I might be able to speak with?
Nope, she's the only one.
She's the only one to go to?
Yep.
Do you happen to know when she's going to be back, you know, like maybe tomorrow?
Probably be next week, probably be the best time to try back and get a hold of her.
Oh, is she like on vacation or something?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky her. Wish I could say the same. Okay, can I leave my information with you if that's all right?
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Nico. That's N-I-K-O. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. That's a C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. And then my direct dial is 858-779-0432. And then, you know, if I don't call back next week, if you could just write the message down saying that we had sent out a finance offer to the business 2 weeks ago for some equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when was the last time that she was in?
Last week.
Last week. You know, just out of curiosity, did you happen to overhear her say anything about any, like, upcoming projects or plans to maybe bring on some equipment or need some additional capital?
Those are closed-door meetings, and that's above my pay grade.
Okay. She keeps that stuff to herself, then. All right. Not a worry. And you guys are still at 27699 Western Avenue, right?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay, yeah, because that's where we sent the mail to. So, you know, sometimes these things, they might not make it to the address on hand. They might get lost in transit. Does Heather have a good email address so I can shoot over a quick message, let her know what it was in regards to in terms of maybe recapping the offer?
Yeah, it's heather@steelthinking.net.
Heather@steel. How's the business been for you guys this year?
It's not been bad. I mean, it's been slow, but we're not it's better than the alternative.
We're not
having to let people go and all that kind of stuff. So
it's just like one of those years.
Yeah, with the oil being down and everything, it's kind of.
Yeah, no, I got off the phone with somebody about an hour ago, and they had mentioned that was kind of like the big thing right now over there in Oklahoma. It's like whether or not the oil prices will either go up, kind of help out the business, the industry as a whole, or if they're going to stay where they're at and just kind of keep destroying the industry, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah, I mean, what do you see happening?
I see it probably being about where it is now.
Okay. Kind of staying that way, yeah, for the next few years, maybe?
Possibly.
Okay. Has you know, Heather mentioned anything in terms of maybe preparing your guys' selves for the upcoming years?
Again, that's a
closed-door thing?
Between her and the others, so, yeah.
Okay. Okay, then. All right, yeah, not a problem. All right, I'll just shoot her over a message, let her know I gave a call. And if you don't mind, you know, next time you see her next week, just pass along that message, and maybe I'll follow up in a week or two.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate the help, man.
All